Well, good morning again, everybody. It's wonderful to see you here today. It's what a fun Sunday we have with us. It is a great joy. I'm glad, you know, I was listening to the choir singing with joy, and I was waiting for the exceeding, and I finally got it. It was good. Thank you, choir. I really appreciate that. You know, over the last couple of weeks, we have been doing this Advent series called A Time to Wonder. And we have covered the topics of renewal and trials, and today we're talking about Revelation. You know, we're focusing upon Revelation. And speaking of focusing, I've got a question for us this morning. Who here has bifocals? Yeah, a lot of hands. Everybody's over the age of 40. No, you're not. Close, though, right? 4 years. Okay. Well, lest you think I'm outing you, I have bifocals as well. And for those of you who didn't raise your hand, just wait. It's coming for you. Whether it's cheater glasses or actual bifocals, it comes to us all. You know, I was in my early 40s when I got my first bifocals, and I realized that I needed them because I had to take off my glasses when I ate. I couldn't see what I was eating. It was blurry right here. I couldn't see my food, and now because of my bifocals, I can see my food, I can see my speedometer, which is a good thing, and I can read comfortably. You know, scripture passage today is kind of like putting on bifocals. John is showing us something that we need a little extra help in being able to understand. He's showing us something we can't see without divine help. So our scripture passage today is from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. Scripture reads, "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. John uses these five verses to share with us a revelation. You know, revelation could be defined as making known a surprising and previously unknown fact, especially one that is made in a dramatic way. And could there be ever more a more dramatic act than the birth of the Savior of the world? You know, many of us in our homes, we have a nativity scene somewhere. I took a quick stroll around my house the other day when I was writing, and I found that we have four nativities on display in our house. And as Jan will tell you, I'm not the most observant person, so there's probably at least three more that I haven't seen. But like, whether we know it or not, a nativity is a revelation to us, right? Every character in the nativity experienced a revelation in the way that they came to be in that scene. You know, Mary, a virgin, pledged to be married to Joseph, finds herself pregnant by the Holy Spirit with the very Son of God. Joseph, a righteous man, finds out that his betrothed is pregnant with a child that is not his. Shepherds out in the fields at night encounter an angelic choir singing their praises to God. Wise men, seeing a star, travel hundreds of miles in search of the birth of a newborn king. The revelation that came to each one of them was the coming of Jesus. John puts it this way: the Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. And we have been talking these last few weeks about the season of Advent, that it's a time to experience renewal, that each one of us is invited to use this time to be different, to be better, to be changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. We talked about how Advent is a reminder that that each and every one of us will experience trials in our lives, that even good people like Zechariah and Elizabeth had to experience difficult times. However, God promises that anyone who wants to experience eternal life through Jesus can do that. And today, as we sit before the nativity of Jesus, whether we know it or not, we are receiving a revelation. The light of the world is shining upon us. And now each one of us has a choice. Right? We can either choose to ignore the revelation that is before us. We can choose to ignore the light that has come into the world. Or we can embrace the light. We can receive the revelation that the Son of God has entered the world. Day 5 of our Advent reading this week describes our choice. It says that we are waiting in the afternoon shadows of the in-between between Jesus' saving work on the cross and the ultimate redemption of his second coming. We are in between two monumental acts in human history. We are surrounded, in a sense. And Advent gives us this gentle invitation to receive the revelation that Christ has come. You know, there's that old TV commercial where Tom Baudette says about the Motel 6, "We'll leave a light on for you." It was their way of saying that you are welcome here, and we want to make sure that you're comfortable. Brothers and sisters, the light is left on for you. The light of the world has come and invites you to himself. The light shines out into the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Advent is a time for revelation. Choose today to receive the revelation of Advent. Make the decision today to surrender your life to the light that could never be extinguished. Now the service is done. All those beautiful candles will be extinguished. But there is a light that will never be extinguished. And that light is calling out to you. That light invites you into a relationship with himself. Come to the truth of Advent. Jesus is here. Jesus has come for you. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are grateful for the revelation before us today, that you are the true light illuminating this world. Lord, help us to see you as you are. The Son of God who has come into the world to save us from our sins, to set us free. Thank you, Jesus, for that revelation. And may we respond to you today. Jesus, we pray this in your name. Amen.